Imagine your wife or girlfriend is being brutally attacked by a thug. You come to her defense and subdue her attacker. Anywhere else, they might call you a hero. In New Jersey, they call you defendant. Your new cellmate? The slug who was beating her. The catchy slogan, Do AC, recently debuted on a new tourism website that boasts, you'll never run out of things to do in Atlantic City, where an 80-year-old Canadian tourist and her daughter were stabbed to death in broad daylight with a 12-inch butcher's knife. As the two women lie on the sidewalk bleeding to death, their female attacker busied herself rummaging through the women's purses for spare change. The killings mark the third and fourth homicides involving visitors to Atlantic City in recent months, not to be confused, of course, with regular routine killings of local area residents. The accused murderer's mother defended her daughter's actions, saying she was just trying to get some money to buy cigarettes. In response to a Canadian television reporter's accusation that the city might not be the safest place on earth, prosecutor Hozell responded with something like, yeah, well, we're rubber, you're glue. There's crime in Canada, too. Nice comeback. Across the state, in Salem City, two men, 19 and 24, have been charged with beating 44-year-old Robert Hand in the head with a baseball bat just outside of his home. A police cruiser found him lying unconscious on his sidewalk. Bridgeton police are searching for three masked men in connection with a shooting and robbery there. Armed violent home invasions in central New Jersey are getting hard to keep track of, but this one tends to stick out. Armed thugs robbed Toms River resident Patricia Donahue of cash and valuables after invading her home, but the homeowner was caught short on cash, so as to not make the trip unworthwhile, they also stole her dog. Police in Toms River already had their hands full hunting down four prisoners who escaped from county jail earlier that week while they were awaiting trial for violent offenses. A few miles north, in the formerly quiet town of Long Branch, four armed masked men kicked in the front door of a residence and robbed the homeowners. No arrests have been made so far. And just so those folks in the northern part of the Garden State don't feel left out, an 18-year-old Belleville woman is fighting for her life after having a 7-inch kitchen knife plunged into her chest. Her 27-year-old attacker apparently just out looking for someone to kill. More killings in Newark. Two men shot in the head, one dead, one in critical condition after a robbery gone bad. Crime schmime, says Police Director Sam DeMeo, pointing out that there were two whole days in May where Newark saw no homicides at all. Not a town to be outdone. Parsippany police are dealing with a rash of home invasions, three in one night. All this and other stories you'll never hear about in the New York press coming up next on Gun for Hire Radio's first anniversary edition. And they said it wouldn't last.
Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
And welcome to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners. It's another busy crime week here in the quiet Garden State.
Yes? Show 52 today.
Show 52.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary to you.
Next week it will be the Anthony and Chia Pet Show.
Hey, look, dude, this week it's the Anthony and Chia Pet Show.
We've been doing this 1 year.
Unbelievable.
Corey Vaughn is in the studio. He brought us Infidel Gun for Hire coffee.
These are great. Thank you, Corey.
Thanks, Corey. And I want to give a few shout-outs on our one-year anniversary. Art Barton had major surgery last week, and he seems to be recovering well, a true Second Amendment patriot, and I just want to hope all is well. Of course, pain in the ass, Andy Effin' Pinelli is still home recovering from his surgeries. He needs to get back to work so he can leave me alone.
Yeah, Pinelli, you know, you're really milking this.
And, you know, happy birthday to Jose Chicharrone Morales. But, you know, Jose sent us an email that he's not going to be around.
Did you see that? What's up with that?
He's not around the whole weekend. He's going to be off the grid for his birthday.
Did you get any time off for your birthday?
No,
I got nothing for my birthday.
What is it, his freaking Sweet 16 party or something?
This guy.
Man up, bitch. Okay? You know I love you, but what the hell, off the grid for 3 days?
Off
what
the
kind
grid.
Of shit is that? You
nice.
Should have left Milo with me. Milo's his dog, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah, I would have ruined Milo. I would have spoiled. So, Sandy.
Oh, it's nasty week out there, baby.
It's, and you know what? Detective Max says it's not even hot out yet.
No, exactly right.
We are in so much trouble. And our politicians, you're going to hear me revisit this along the way, they're worried about grape-flavored cigars.
Okay? The Crypt Keeper and his grape-flavored
cigars.
They're
trying to pass legislation for grape-flavored cigars and shit.
While Rome is burning.
Rome is burning. Lautenberg's up on the rooftop trying to figure out what a fiddle is. Okay? And Menendez is rolling cigars with Chavez.
Great.
Yo, Menendez, make some cigars for me, bitch.
Well, it looks like Atlantic City, the tourist spot for all of New Jersey. And this is sort of a shout out to my in-laws who insist that Atlantic City is a great and safe place.
This is sad. I mean, a 47-year-old woman and her 80-year-old mother were walking the boardwalk, going from casino to casino, and a woman from Philly approaches them, tried to get money from them. And what happens?
She stabs them to death.
With a chef's knife.
With a chef's knife.
It's just amazing. And then what happened the next day?
Same thing. Another stabbing.
This time a guy stabbed. Did he stab a woman or a man? A man has been arrested in stabbing Atlantic City. He stabbed a man in the face near the Atlantic City rescue mission.
Nice.
Okay? Now, you know, the gun control advocates all the time are talking about how if we ban guns, they'll lower crime.
Oh, of course,
it'll
because
be like
crimes
Europe.
Only happen with guns.
There'll be more bludgeonings and stabbings. There is no way to stop it. The only way to stop it is to train law-abiding citizens how to protect themselves with and without a gun, but preferably with a gun.
We are the first line of defense, and the politicians don't get that hand.
You know, we talk about this, but how do you prepare yourself? You're walking with your wife or walking with a friend in Atlantic City. Someone asks you for a dollar, you give it to them, or you say no, and then they violently stab you.
Well, first of all, you don't go to Atlantic City, okay? It is a pit. And secondly, you keep your head out of your behind like you talk about all the time.
Yeah, and we'll talk about that later. We had one that hits close to home right here. One of our Gun for Her members.
A block away from the studio.
Yep, Kylie. She went to high school with this nut in Belleville. Detective Mack is handling this case. This 27-year-old guy was mentally incapacitated. He came out of his house with a huge knife 2 days ago. This is on NewJersey.com and North Jersey News, by the way. And he attacked and stabbed a 19-year-old girl. She was walking and texting, of course, with her head down. Not that situational awareness
would have prevented her.
She's in a hospital right now fighting for her life. She has a collapsed lung that keeps filling with blood. He stabbed her once in the chest, and a second time he stabbed her in the ribs. And the knife got stuck, and he dragged it across the front of her body, cut her right down to her belly. I mean, this scum, 27 years old, and he stabbed this 19-year-old innocent girl. So it's everywhere you look.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
It is everywhere you look. We can't escape it. And again, like I said, you know, the Crypt Keeper and all of these other ones, they're worrying about passing all of these other bullshit laws when they should be worrying about how we're going to fight crime. Again, 2 weeks now, Sandy, it's unbelievable the amount of emails. People think we should get a ballot that says anyone who's released early by a judge should have to live in the judge's house.
Thanks to you.
Okay, well, it's a great idea. If that judge thinks that that person's ready for society, have them live with you, Your Honor, for a month or two.
Because I guarantee you, every single one of the crimes we have been just talking about, the doers of those crimes have... Oh, this is not their first offense. Let's put it that way.
The guy last week, 5 drunk driving in 20 days, arrests. And the other guy who was out, it was 5. It was 4, and then it was changed to 5, the news.
It's impressive.
Yeah, impressive. And then what about the other guy who was out on 2 bails and robbed somebody and beat them up on his 3rd bail?
Right.
I mean,
right.
So our system is broke. Our cops risk their lives, right? Our cops risk their lives to incarcerate these guys, and then the liberal judges, release them.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. But there's nothing that you can do about it when you're focusing in on flavored cigars.
flavored cigars. That's what we're worried about. Even Christie, he can't even get a judge appointed in the state of New Jersey. They're beating the shit out of him on that. So sorry, Governor Christie, join our club. We don't get what we want, neither do you.
Yeah, exactly right.
Now, I got a ray of sunshine. There was a shooting
you
in Newark.
You are a ray of sunshine.
Yes. There was a shooting in Newark. Attempted robbery, and one of the guys pulled out a gun and shot two guys
shot
in the
back.
Head. I can't even pronounce their names, so I won't go there. But one caught a bullet in the head and died in it. The other one caught a bullet in the head and is in critical condition in it. Okay? So that's a ray of sunshine. As Cooper would say, two less shitbags to worry about.
That's very true.
The one is pretty cheap because he's dead. The other one will be on life support for a while, so it's going to cost us taxpayers
it's costing
some
us a
money,
lot of money,
which is a real, real bummer. But look what's going on. If you read up and down the coast, if you go to our Gun for Hire website, Gun for Hire Radio, and look at all of our listeners are posting different crimes that are happening throughout the state.
Yeah.
It is unbelievable. One murder, one knifing, one stabbing,
and
one bludgeoning after
makes
another.
The news.
No. And we're going to talk about that when we kind of come back. I want to talk about a case in Salem County when we come back.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise, and although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
Hit it!
Number one talk show in the nation, 52 weeks in a row.
52 weeks. You know, we always come in first or second from best of the left.
Why? That's terrible.
You know, you think some of our 200,000 listeners would rate our show.
Right.
Lazy bastards. I sold 6,000 apps on the iTunes store. I have 22 ratings. That's about the ratio we get for voters.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Right? Think about it. The apathy. 200,000 listeners to our show, and we have 22 ratings. 142 ratings, excuse me. 6,000 downloads of my app, and we have 22 ratings. I mean, lazy bastards. They can't even rate on a device. Imagine them getting up off their asses and going to vote.
That's
no,
sweet.
It's just easy to bitch in front of the water cooler. Okay? So listen to this.
What other show pisses off their listeners this bad?
No,
huh?
nobody. Listen, my wife stopped at Dunkin' Donuts today with the Dodge Charger with the Gun for Hire all over it. And a guy says, do you work for them? She said, yeah. He goes, tell Sandy it's not an hour wasted of my life and I do have a life.
Did he leave his name?
Okay, he didn't leave his name.
Nameless man? It's a waste of your life. Dude, if you got nothing better to do than listen to two clowns for an hour of your life, I can think of, watch paint dry.
Or grass grow.
Or grass grow.
You want to talk about this? Salem County, two 19-year-old shitbags rob a 44-year-old man, and they beat him unconscious in the head with a baseball bat.
Great.
So Lautenberg, Menendez, Weinberg, Christie, how do we fix this?
Yeah,
do
we ban bats? The Louisville slugger ban.
Just ban grape-flavored bats.
That was grape-flavored bats,
Corey says.
Yeah, that's Corey wonderful. Fits right in on the show.
He does.
He's just as effed up as us. Isn't it amazing? It is. It's amazing.
Isn't it nice? We're doing this. We're dragging in listeners.
Okay, now, Corey.
This is how bad it is, Andy.
Home invasion.
We have such little topic. We're dragging listeners in just to fill up time here.
I just got back from chasing the guy around who was chasing Anthony's wife around.
Nice.
About the waste of an hour.
Sandy.
Yes, sir.
And let's get back on topic, bitches. Corey, where's West Long Branch in relation to your house?
It's the next town over, but the
Avalon Bay Housing Complex
is 1.1 miles from my front door.
Great.
Now, while there's a home invasion going on in West Long Branch, four people, armed people, right?
I'm sorry, it's a burglary. We live in New Jersey.
There's no statute for home invasion. Excuse me,
it was an armed burglary and assault.
Armed burglary, assault, yes. Well, that was going on. Sandy, what was going on in Longport, New Jersey?
I was listening to the scanner. And actually, it was Oceanport, and it was a gated community in Oceanport. While this is going on, there's another home invasion right in Oceanport, and it was an armed home invasion with a knife.
These four people were held at gunpoint while their house was cleaned out. Luckily, no one was harmed. Okay, and Longport, that was with a knife. I mean, wake up, people! Wake up!
Yeah.
It's here.
It's here.
Okay. You know what it is? It's the grape-flavored cigars.
For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against a state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
Now, here's what you do. Take a big bucket of black paint, find a spot in front of your house about 10 feet high, about 20 feet wide, and paint in big letters UGLY, ugly. Now, why would you do that? It's stupid, but that's what some people have with their garage door. It's like a big, ugly billboard in front of their house. Now take a look at yours. If those four letters come to mind, then you have an ugly garage door. Solve it by calling Buy-Right Overhead Doors. Buy-Right Overhead Doors is in the business of installing beautiful custom garage doors and helping homeowners end their ugly garage door problems. Just by logging on to buyrightohd.com, you can upload a picture of your garage door so you can see what the right door can do for you. Buy-Right Overhead Doors, expert in all garage door problems, from fixing and installing new openers to even repairing the woodworking around your existing garage door. Buy-Right Overhead Doors. Remove that big black billboard that says ugly in front of your home. 877-711-6100 or visit buyrightohd.com.
You're listening to the soon-to-be-released Heart of America by Memphis recording star Jerry Alvin Dean, written by Jeff Saxon, a Jersey boy, and produced by John Allen and Richard Berardi, also of Jersey. All regular listeners to Gun for Hire Radio, which says to me, even famous people have no lives.
We rise to our best for fellow man.
If you think we should be reading it, send it to talkback@gunforhireradio.com. This is your show, and it's topic-driven based on you guys.
A lot of emails we get. I read them all.
You
the,
do
the
read
listeners
them all.
Know I respond
you
to them
You read every single one
now,
of them.
Now, here's another.
You
well,
media whore, you.
To correct everybody, we can't have home invasion. So there was another armed burglary assault in New Jersey in Toms River. This time, the bastards, not only did they take everything from the woman, they took her dog.
They stole her
sons
dog.
Of bitches.
No, seriously, that would not happen in our homes.
No. My dog just bit a groundhog. Okay? I'm serious. He bit a groundhog. He got a scratch on his face and everything.
He's a tough
but
little bugger.
But, dude, they stole their dog. And you know what? These non-home invasions,
yes.
They are not going to stop
no.
until the shitbags see that we start shooting back.
Exactly.
But then we're
going to
get
right.
locked up.
Exactly.
So it's
right.
a catch-22.
Yeah, because you cannot defend yourself in this state.
Corey, what do you want to say? Corey's got something hanging there.
When they do,
you don't have to raise your hand, by the way.
No. When and if they do catch these guys, do they charge them with burglary, gun crimes, transportation crimes,
dog napping?
The whole. Do they charge them with
no,
everything?
No, they downgrade everything.
This is Jersey, Corey. What
they
are you
downgrade
serious?
Downgrade everything.
I mean, literally, you can get 7 years for. Well, not you, because
unlawful transportation.
You did whatever you did with a judge.
Yes.
You could get. Sandy could get 7 years.
Absolutely. Minimum mandatory sentence.
Minimum mandatory sentence having an unspent 22 round in your glove box.
And these guys clearly violated transport laws on top of everything else. If they came into the house,
what
place
they
where
do,
they're not
Corey,
legally able to carry the
they,
gun.
They plea bargain
They'll
the
plea
shit
bargain.
Out of it
yeah,
because
of course.
The court systems are so backed up. They plea bargain. Why are the court systems backed up? Can't our esteemed politicians stop worrying about effing grape cigars and appoint judges or streamline the effing
not.
System?
It's feel-good legislation.
Have any of us ever gone to our town hall or court to get a permit or something? Everybody works in slow fucking motion there. How about having them really work? How about paying them per case?
Well, that's not going
to
happen.
Build more prisons. You know, I got a good way to build a prison. Hollow out a garbage dump, put all the prisoners in, and then refill it in. All right? How's that?
I like the idea.
How's that? I had somebody here the other day saying we should be playing the angle that the ship baggerator also recycles. Okay? Because we can make fill out of them.
That's
mulch.
Right.
It's
okay.
mulch.
Man mulch.
Listen, Arlen Bell, another listener of ours, three Parsippany homes were burglarized in one night. Okay? You gotta love this. And you know, the police chief says it's an isolated incident. I love this shit. Of course it was isolated to the three homes in Parsippany.
It's like, great.
Know what it is? Because they're under so much pressure now because the taxpayers, the residents, are getting pissed off. They're like, wait a minute, we're not safe anymore. Oh, it was an isolated incident.
Oh, of course.
And tonight when they robbed three more houses, that
it'll
will
be
isolated to those three
different
houses.
Different day. What's wrong with
I don't understand. Like, when are we going to wake up in this country and in this state? We're so fucking backwards. You know, here's another case. In Bridgeton, police are searching for three masked men in connection with a shooting and a robbery. A 44-year-old guy was walking, and three masked men came out of the woods, held him up, shot him in the arm. He managed to run away. Here's what pisses me off, okay? This is from the Lieutenant James Batavio. Okay, from the Criminal Investigation Commander of the Bridgeton Police Department. Like, they have so many divisions,
they got
right?
four cops.
But listen to this. Listen, correct. The guy gets robbed and shot in the arm. He couldn't get killed. This is a quote. The motive appears to be robbery and appears to be isolated to this victim.
He was the only guy on the street.
So in other words, a stupid resident is supposed to say, oh, well, it was only isolated to that victim.
Oh, just the one guy.
So tomorrow when you're walking your dog and three guys jump out of the woods, you have to say to them, excuse me, Corey, but that was isolated to those victims.
Yeah.
Okay,
that
you
wasn't
can't rob
you.
Me.
No.
But what happened? What is going on here?
What's going on is very simple, Anthony. If the public knew what was really going on, there'd be a for sale sign on every other house.
Well, there should be. Maybe that'll send a signal. Maybe we need to start shooting people in a temple.
Maybe. Maybe we should be able to protect ourselves.
It was isolated to that person. No shit! He was the guy being robbed! I don't get it. When are the people going to light up the burning brands, the pitchforks, and what else, Corey?
One pike per month.
One pike per month.
Pretty soon, baseball bats.
United. With over 25 years' expert knowledge and experience to help you select the perfect firearm, the Bullet Hole has one of the largest firearm selections in the New York metro area, with over 300 handguns in stock. You'll find all the major brands, including Glock, Ruger, Smith & Wesson, Kimber, Sig Sauer, and Springfield Armory. And if you're looking for a hunting or tactical rifle or shotgun, they have an extensive inventory of top brands like Benelli, Bushmaster, Remington, and a full line of police equipment and shooting accessories. And the best part is, you can shoot there too. The Bullet Hole has a 10-port, state-of-the-art, climate-controlled indoor range and is the only indoor range in the New York metro area that can handle anything from handgun to high-powered rifle. The range is bright, clean, and safe with full-time, helpful, certified range safety officers and an air scrubber filtration system, like breathing mountain fresh air, and a large selection of range ammo at really great prices. There's even a full-time gunsmith on staff, and you can even get your New Jersey or Pennsylvania hunting licenses. The Bullet Hole is on Rucker Street, across from the main Gun for Hire campus, less than 10 miles from Manhattan. And if you're a law enforcement officer or armed security guard and need to qualify, just drop by any Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. No appointment necessary. Find out more on the web at bulletholenj.com or just follow the link from the gunforhireradio.com resource page. The Bullet Hole, North Jersey's gun authority for over 25 years. Come see Manny, Jen, or Jennifer and tell them you heard about them on Gun for Hire Radio.
Broadcasting from the Garden State, where the difference between a political campaign poster and a police photo array is just a matter of time.
And this episode is brought to you by Vista Parking, VistaParking.com. If you go in and out of Newark Liberty International, there's no TSA watching us because they're all making fake IDs and killing people and stealing their identities.
But so you can park.
You can park at VistaParking.com. And Elizabeth, I had Mike Steele emailed me. He says, I'm in the Vista Parking van right now.
How cool is
last
that?
Last week, he was taking it back and forth for a business trip. So it's definitely the safest way to go. VistaParking.com. Tom has been a supporter since the beginning.
Day one.
Now, if you thought I was pissed off this show, it's over. Because
you pissed off?
No, I'm redlining right now. This article has gone viral in New Jersey. I emailed the editor who wrote the article. I emailed the police department. I have gotten no responses from anyone yet other than the pro-gun and the pro-self-defense and protect ourselves community. Cliffside Park, New Jersey. Police charged an alleged robber accused of trying to steal a woman's purse, okay? The woman left her boyfriend's apartment at 11:30 at night. She was getting to her car, and someone tried to rob her. He was pulling her purse and her hair. Brian Johnston, 30 years old, from North Bergen. The girl's boyfriend in the house heard what was going on. 21-year-old kid, in good shape, I bet.
Obviously.
He heard what was going on. He ran outside. He got the guy off of her, and he detained him till the police came, and he got locked up. Okay? He got locked up and charged with aggravated assault. Shitbag got locked up, too. Now,
but the person who comes to the defense of a person being robbed is arrested in New Jersey.
Correct. Yes. I talked to Detective Mack about this. Basically, if the kid ran downstairs and the 30-year-old shitbag started running away, he had to break it off. We don't know the circumstances. Now, if I heard my wife screaming and a guy was pulling her purse and her hair, I can't be responsible for my actions after that. Shame on the police department. Shame on the prosecutor. I wrote some choice stuff on NJ.com and Northern New Jersey website about this, you know, and I chastised the police and the prosecutor. But you can't, listen, shitbag wants to live a life of crime.
Right.
All bets are off
from
that point.
Now, if that was Florida, this guy would be, you know, they'd have pole bearers.
You know, this kid must have beat him good. He had facial lacerations and fractures and everything.
Oh, my heart bleeds.
You know what?
Listen,
if this kid needs legal support or reference, I will go to court for him. I will donate to his legal defense fund because the criminals need a message like
this.
Mess with us, get the shit beat out of you.
Right.
I don't care if the cops are going to lock us up. Now, I had retired NOR cops who are friends on Gun for Hire Radio said that they never would have locked that kid up because they would have wrote the report. They would have asked the kid the questions the right way.
Right.
Did you hold him and he swung at you?
Yeah.
You know, that's called a leading question, right? But are you kidding me? So now when the bad guys get the message, all bets are off. Right. The bad guys need to get the message. Joe, what happened to your nose, your ear, your left arm, and your foot? Oh, I tried to rob a woman's purse. Her boyfriend came outside with a cleaver.
Yeah.
You won't rob anybody anymore.
Yeah, they call him Stumpy now.
This is bullshit. And again, our legislators, we pass laws for bullshit. We're worrying about bullshit, whether we should recognize this woman who's coming from Cuba. Our people debated it for 3 days, Fidel Castro or Raul Castro's nephew or something. She was going to Menendez's house for a birthday party or something. Our legislators will debate that shit for 3 days. Right. But we don't have real self-defense laws in this state. Sandy, this is sickening. I feel bad for this 21-year-old kid.
Upside down. Here's this 21-year-old kid who's now got to defend himself. He has to hire a lawyer to defend himself for defending his girlfriend.
Girlfriend could have got killed or raped.
Of course.
Okay, murdered. It's 11:30 at night. He's probably in his living room. He hears her screaming. How could he be held responsible for his actions at that point? He did not initiate this.
Like any one of those arresting officers would have not done what this kid did. This kid is a hero.
That's what I wrote.
He's not a criminal. This kid is a hero. The sides are so screwed up, Anthony. This state is so ass backwards. Even the media does not report what really goes on.
Oh, we're going to get into that. We're going to get into that. You know, this is where our legislators are worried about Corey, right? But meanwhile, in Manalapan, you got a bus driver, school bus driver, 37 kids in a bus. She smashes into a tree. Her license was suspended a year ago.
But she's still working.
But she's still working as a school bus driver in Manalapan. It's in this morning's news. Now, who's watching the store? We're worrying about locking a kid up who beat the shitbag up that was going to rob or kill his girlfriend.
We're worried about how much sugar is in the school lunches.
Yeah.
We're worried about nationally, not being able. They're actually suing schools and taking money away from schools who dare to serve chocolate milk.
Maybe we should pass a law that you can't wear bigger than a 3-inch lift in your shoe, and Bloomberg would look a little shorter than 5 foot nothing. Okay?
For the first time ever, you can get the very same extreme performance gun care system used by U.S. Special Forces, the FBI, Navy SEALs, and Army Rangers. Their guns need to work all the time, no exception. That's why this very special formula was created. And this very same formula is being made available to you. So now, you can get up to 10 times more rounds down range between cleaning and ultra-reliable lubrication in any condition from blistering desert heat to bone-cracking Arctic tundra. For a very limited time, you can get this amazing gun care system at a ridiculous special introductory price of less than $15 delivered right to your door. Use promotion code G1, that's GOLF1, when you call to order toll-free at 877-NRA-GUN-1. That's 877-NRA-GUN and the number 1.
Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees. Order 3 and get shipping free. Just follow the link on the gunforhireradio.com homepage.
When visiting the Garden State this summer, the State of New Jersey Board of Tourism reminds you to leave your gun and your testicles at home.
Now I'm going to tell you why this segment is being sponsored by Prism Electronics. Dean from Prism.
Why would that be?
PrismElectronics.com. Get an alarm system, get panic buttons, get cameras. Call Dean now. He's a great sponsor of the show. Ocean County had 4 inmates escape. Okay?
4? Just 4?
4 inmates. 2 have been recovered. 2 are still out on the loose.
Out there, yeah.
Essex County.
Probably.
Canoeing the Manasquan Reservoir.
Yeah. Yes, more backwards shit. Another 2 inmates, so 6 total, 2 escaped from Essex County Youth Correctional Facility. This is what busts my balls. 21 and 23 year old.
Oh, wait a minute. 21 and 23?
Yes.
In a youth correctional facility?
Yeah, how does that work?
I don't know.
21 and 23, and they escaped from a youth correctional facility.
And of course, they were nonviolent offenders.
Of course. Yeah. So if I were you, I would call Dean from Prism Electronics, prismelectronics.com, because I think it's very important that you protect yourself, that you have an alarm system when you're not home. You know, who wants to come home to an inmate lying in your house?
Listen, okay? And, you know, I was talking to Dean the other day, and he was saying that so many people are falling for this nonsense of the free or $99 installs by these big box places. Let me tell you something. What would you call these folks?
Shitbags.
You have to understand something. Nothing's free.
Nope.
And Dean does phenomenal work. He sponsors the show. Sloman's don't.
Listen, Sloman's and those guys give you a box, and you have to sign a huge monitoring
contract, right? Double what this guy charges for his monitoring.
Yep.
And it's a front door, and the whole house is one zone.
That's right. Yes. It's all one zone.
Dean was at my house.
Yes.
Dean was at my house.
He's
doors,
cool, right?
Windows.
I mean, this guy is unbelievable.
And whether you're interested, it comes out, look over the whole place, goes over what he thinks.
I get so angry at him because this guy doesn't sell anybody anything.
You know what?
He talks people out of stuff.
He told Pinelli the same thing. Well, you could leave that. I'll upgrade this and change that, but that's good. Wow, that's good when you talk like that.
Right. You try that from a Sloman's man who's getting paid a commission for every little thing he gives you.
You get what you pay for.
Exactly.
And these are the people that buy tires, reduced-rate tires, and reduced-rate brakes for their car. Okay? Those are the Sloman crew.
But that's still the front door.
Right.
Not any windows.
You get
no
one
basement.
Zone.
And you walk around my house. I got three sliders. I got a side door.
Well, you just got to put a sign, break in here.
Yeah, please kick this
please
one in.
Please kick this door. This door is alarmed. Please kick it in.
Replace my doorknob with a footprint.
Well, you know, there's one thing I can say about the three of us. Our homes are pretty easy to get into.
Sure.
Just really freaking hard to get out of.
No, you're going to end up like the Gimp in Pulp Fiction if you go to my house.
Oh, God.
I want to talk national when we come back.
Anthony's you got a dog it. And a ball gag.
This portion of Gun for Hire Radio is being brought to you by Gun for Hire Firearms Academy, America's urban defense institute for over 30 years, with four state-of-the-art facilities in New Jersey, two of them just minutes from New York City and Philadelphia, offering indoor and outdoor training, moving and shooting, tactical weapons training, baton, handcuff, and mace, executive protection training and certification, multi-state CCW permits, and armed security and retired law enforcement qualifications. Gun for Hire Academy is equipped with a state-of-the-art FATS, Firearms Training Simulator, and is the only training facility in the world approved for civilian, force-on-force, simmunitions training. Whether you're a beginner who's never touched a gun, or a seasoned professional looking to keep your skills sharp, you'll find something tailored just for you at Gun for Hire. Flying in from out of town? We'll pick you up at the airport. Find out more at gunforhire.com. Train where the pros do. Gun for Hire, America's Urban Defense Institute.
This just in. In response to a recent rise in violent crime, New Jersey lawmakers vote to ban Louisville sluggers and kitchen knives.
So NRA ILA advertised in their news last week, a coalition of 22 state attorney generals want national reciprocity passed to end the patchwork of bullshit laws.
22 state attorney generals. You hear that, Mr. Obama?
You hear that, Christie and Doug Chisaya?
Yeah,
okay,
those two
you hear
clowns,
that? 22 states and the Republicans and Democrats alike. So it just goes to show
you. Maybe if we wrapped a hoagie in that particular newspaper and sent it out.
if you have not gotten your Florida, Utah non-resident, you better get it.
Yeah.
Okay?
It's coming.
You better get it. Now, we got one about Bloomberg. Ammoland sent this to me first. Freddie and the guys and Brian at Ammoland. But we find out now that the mayor's against illegal guns.
Mm-hmm.
a lot of the employees for this volunteer and not-for-profit organization actually have paid city jobs.
Boy, surprise.
Stunning.
Courtesy of the Joyce Foundation.
Courtesy of the Joyce Foundation. Orlando was the biggest offender. One woman's making $247,000 a year.
Nice.
And they disguise it. Her title says she's MAIG coordinator. Okay? Mayors Against Illegal Gun Squad. How could you have, it's supposed to be
a
nonpartisan.
Shouldn't we have an NRA coordinator?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. How could you have a city job?
Unbelievable.
Yes, and also run a nonpartisan, non-for-profit organization? This is bullshit, okay? These people, there's hundreds of, even in Illinois has one too, by the way. This is crooked Bloomberg.
Yeah.
All right, crooked Bloomberg with his third term election, you know,
right,
where he bought the city council. Now what they're doing is, you know, they jump on us pro-gun people and say we're trying to tilt the system to our way. Here they go. They have all of these people that have paid jobs,
right,
that taxpayers are paying.
At taxpayer
so
expense.
If you live in a state or you live in or city of Orlando and you're pro-gun, your taxpayer dollars are going to pay for a woman's salary that's anti-gun.
Right.
Is there one in New Jersey?
There's none in New Jersey.
Yes.
There's one in Pennsylvania.
Yes, there is
one in Pennsylvania,
Pennsylvania.
There's
which is
not,
very
there's
surprising.
There's none in New Jersey, yeah. But it's amazing. The one in Pennsylvania makes $60,000 a year.
$60,000 a year. Now, forget the fact that it's even taxpayer money. Stop and think of how this is a political organization that has an implant that cut, you know, that kind of steers
what
policy
if, what
that
if
way.
What if the NRA was uncovered
exactly
doing something like that?
Can you imagine
the media would
the
be
crap
all over
that would,
it?
Oh, of course.
And are they a legislative aide? How do they?
No, these are people in charge of things.
Like
most of them
city
making
council
policy
members.
Yeah, who are on the payroll for this sham organization, this Mayors Against Illegal
Shoelift
Gun
Organization.
Yeah.
Shoelift Organization.
Is there a $250,000 volunteer job I can apply for?
Right after me.
Yeah, absolutely. The three of us, we could go. I like that.
You know, and here's a great one. You want to talk about biased media. New York, New Jersey, metropolitan area news. Sandy and I uncovered this because we get Google alerts, okay?
Right.
In 2009, this guy, John Breck, was working as a security guard at Newark International Airport, and he bragged about how easy it would be to shoot the president or something. Supervisor reported him. They went to his house, the Secret Service. They confiscated 70 guns from his house in Linden. The guy spent the past 3 years in the court system. Finally, the judge, believe it or not, a federal judge turned around. Clinton appointee said, this is bullshit. Give the guy his guns back.
Well, there's even a limit to how bad it can get.
Oh, there is?
Even in New Jersey.
No way.
Yeah.
No way.
But you know the amazing part about this, Ant? Where did we find these stories?
Wait, no New Jersey or New York news. A Florida newspaper and a
Kentucky
newspaper.
A Kentucky television station and a Florida newspaper.
You
but
can't
you did
find
not,
it anywhere.
You would never find it here.
As far as national news goes, half the time you see something about a person defending their home, I see it from the Mail Online from Britain.
Absolutely.
Oh,
sure.
Me too.
You see it far
you're
more.
Never gonna
you're
see
never going to
see it
in USA
here.
Today.
It's always sanitized. We are living under the most transparent, I'm using air quotes here, administration since the beginning of time. But it is the heaviest propaganda you've ever seen in your life. The lies that come out of this administration are just unbelievable.
It's not even just the administration. It's the fact that the news editors, that everybody, it just ignores.
Well, it's a complicit media.
And I will give them all a firm slap in the back of the head.
Yeah, right.
Knock their teeth out.
With a Louisville slugger.
Yes. If you Google John Breck, New Jersey, you will find 6,000 New York Metropolitan articles from 2009 when he was arrested and had his guns taken away.
Right.
You will not find one article.
Page.
Yeah. You will not find one article in the New York Metropolitan area about him getting acquitted and getting his guns back.
Right.
Okay. We had to read about it from Kentucky and Florida newspapers.
Well,
which
look
are
at
free
what
states.
Happened when Brian Aiken was acquitted. You didn't hear anything at all about that.
No, I think Facebook reported it. And NewJersey.com had one paragraph.
One tiny little paragraph about it. But when he was arrested,
oh my God,
he was a terrorist.
They said in the one paragraph that he had two of the three charges dropped.
Yeah.
That's basically how they played it off.
And three of the three should have been dropped because the one shouldn't have ever held.
You know, let's just talk a little bit about, we talk all the time situational awareness. You hear me say it, but with all of these stabbings and home invasions and that are going on, you know, obviously we're not going to do anything to our criminal justice system. We're not going to do anything with our legislators because they're glitterati. They're in a world of their own. They're jet setting around and they're deciding what to do with all their millions of dollars. I love it. When Obama was elected, his net worth was $1 million. He's now worth $8 million.
Amazing.
In three years. Can you get money to double and triple and quadruple like that?
Only in politics.
But let's talk about situational awareness. You know, these stabbings in Atlantic City. Those women, obviously, they were from Canada, an anti-gun state, and they're in New Jersey, which has a scary reputation. But if one of them had mace in their hand, one of them might have been alive today.
Right, exactly.
Okay? If they were trained on how to use a pen or a knife themselves for self-defense, forget about a gun. If they were trained on how to use some kind of verbal judo, I mean, the 80-year-old woman, it's another story, but, you know, violently stabbed. This other guy was stabbed in the face.
17-year-old girl right here in Belleville.
She was stabbed two times. You know, when she was walking, she was texting with her head down. Not that a situational awareness totally would have prevented it, but... You know, when you look like prey, predators go for you.
Exactly.
And, you know, there's just so many things you can do. Walk in pairs. Be alert. Women, don't be so kind because a guy has a suit and tie on doesn't mean he's not a shitbag.
Right.
Okay? All shitbags do not have facial tattoos.
Ted Bundy.
Look like they just got out of prison. Yeah, Ted Bundy looked like a college graduate, a preppy.
Right. And he would he would put his arm in a fake cast.
Yes, and women would help him, and he would say, "Does this smell like chloroform?" That's how I picked up all my girls back in the day.
You know, and as far as the verbal judo goes, there's things that men can get away with that women can't.
Correct.
You can apologize and back away and seem submissive. Yeah. A woman cannot do that.
I punch him in the eye.
That's a good one.
Is this over for us now?
No, not yet. We're coming back right after the break.
Yes, it's 52 weeks fly by.
People haven't wasted an entire hour yet.
I want to talk more about situational awareness on our return.
Are you still fighting crime the old-fashioned way? Now cut crime in half the time with a fast, easy money-saving solution. Introducing the Shitbaggerator. This year's all-new crime deterrence marvel from the makers of Gun for Hire Radio. The Shitbaggerator's compact design makes it quicker and easier to use than jail cells, parole boards, lethal injections, or those costly, outdated electric chairs. Cut jail overcrowding in a flash. That's right. Clear out entire cell blocks in a fraction of the time it takes to process an appeal. Just park your Shitbaggerator in the town square, open the lid, and drop the shitbag in. It's that simple. There's no wrong way to use it. Back and forth, side to side, round and round, shit bags go in and come out as a mound. Super sharp stainless steel blades that never need sharpening do all the work. Slice shit bags so thin they only have one side. Built strong to last, they slice through even the toughest shit bags. Murderers, rapists, child molesters, no problem. Just set it to high. And the Shitbaggerator's powerful patented motor will handle them three at a time. No muss, no fuss, no bogging down. Just pop the top, drop them in, and watch as the powerful counter-rotating blades pull any size shitbag through at 2 feet per second. Amazing! Cleanup is a breeze. Just rinse with a fire hose or run it through the car wash. There's even a pulse setting for serial offenders. Save up the worst and delight the crowds on the 4th of July. Who needs fireworks when you've got the Shitbaggerator? And it's portable, so you can take it anywhere. Why spend thousands on expensive housing, food, healthcare, and cable TV bills when you can get the speed, quality, and functionality of the Shitbaggerator for less? Order today, and you can get your very own Shitbaggerator just in time for Founders Day. But wait, there's more. For a limited time, we'll send you four additional sets of special stainless steel blades that never need sharpening. So now you can chop, slice, dice, and cube. The Shitbaggerator and four specialty blades, all for the same low, low price. Unbelievable. So don't wait. Call and get yours today.
The Shitbaggerator is available only at Gun for Hire Radio. Operators are standing by. Ah! 52 weeks, Anthony. Happy anniversary again.
Yes, I'm ordering the Chia Pet, my new co-host,
yes,
for next week.
Yes, that's good. I like that. Gives me a day off, doesn't it?
You know, we have a few classes. We have situational awareness. You took that class,
I took
that.
My wife and I took that.
How was it?
It was a good class.
Did she learn anything?
She did. And she was a little wary about coming in, but she came out knowing more than when she went in.
You see, she was a little wary about coming in. Right. We're going to teach you stuff that might save you and your kid's life, and you're wary about coming in. But if it was a Tupperware sale, women would be lined up to come for it.
It's
but
normalcy bias, too.
Yes, that's people exactly are dying with knives stuck in them. I'm not picking on your wife. I'm picking on our society as a whole. You'll get shit for it. Not
yeah,
me.
That's right.
Okay. I don't let her.
We can pick on
I don't let her listen to this. She knows better.
But
that you see, know
you
about.
See though, yeah. But you see, Sandy, normalcy bias, his wife was reluctant, right?
Yes. My wife was too. Listen. She was very reluctant to come to the Kali Penn class. But after she did it, I mean, she's like lethal with that damn
thing. You look like a zombie when you passed me with the knife sticking out of your throat.
Yeah, that was great. What
you know,
I ordered her pen after the class.
I got her,
it's in the purse, and then we'll get to the class, but it's just a matter of...
You know what? Mace is legal, and how many people don't carry it?
Right.
And if they do, it's in the bottom of their purse,
right,
or it's not going to do them any good. I know it seems like a nuisance, but what is better, lying in a pool of blood and dying on the boardwalk in Atlantic City, or holding a canister of mace in your hand?
Right, exactly.
You know, we teach shit like this here. We try to teach people how to read people and protect yourself. Certain things we can't escape. A random act of violence. The girl was walking, and she got stabbed by this nut job. You know, we can't prevent that, but... There are certain things we are allowed to do. Yes, a gun is a great tool. Not for everybody.
Right. Okay? And not in New Jersey.
Not in New Jersey, obviously. Someday, once we get past the grape cigar banning, okay, and then we celebrate Lautenberg's 200th birthday,
right,
and then we have a citizenship party for Menendez,
then
we can probably move past that and think about our rights as citizens and taxpayers. We spend so much time working our asses off to pay our bills and pay our taxes and keep our head above water.
To be robbed and raped and victimized.
And pillaged. And our politicians could give a shit about us.
Well, they all have security guards, you know, armed guards.
Correct.
At our expense.
Remember the movie The Super, where they forced them to live in the house with the tenants?
Right.
How about, like, we talked about this before, but how about taking Booker without a security detail and letting him live?
Yeah,
or
drop
Bloomberg.
Him off yeah,
drop oh, him my off. God. Yeah. They'd be passing Bloomberg around like taffy. Oh, my God. Could you imagine?
It'd be great.
Ooh, he'd be wearing clogs and dancing with his shirt tied under a knot under his belly button and the whole bit. Woohoo!
Like he walked into the Blue Dolphin.
I'm so upset. I'm tired, man. I'm drained. I read the news. I read the emails from our listeners. I have the people coming in and out of this school and
listen
to what
they're
saying.
Oh, you're seeing it every single day.
Your house is being robbed. You know, Detective Max says, if you're a kid walking, texting with an iPhone, it's getting robbed.
Right.
It's getting robbed. A car will pull up. A guy will get out with a gun or a knife, put it to your head, pull it out of your hand, and pull away with it.
Right.
Just
and
like
with
that.
Gold at $2,000 an ounce, you're a walking fix.
That's why I only wear silver and silver bullets.
Silver bullets.
They can have, you want my silver? You can have it. Hold on.
Hold
You're
on.
You're getting it at 1,400
Here.
Feet per second. Yeah,
catch this.
Store this for me.
Officer, I want to charge him with possession of a hollow point bullet while committing a felony.
That's right.
I'll be over here drinking my culata.
Spinning a daisy.
I'm telling you guys, it's bad. Ladies out there, gentlemen out there, your loved ones and your kids, summer is coming. Please teach them. Please scare them. I know it sucks that we have to live this way, but when a 17-year-old girl can't walk down the street and when Canadian tourists can't walk down the boardwalk, it's one thing to be robbed. It's another thing to be violently stabbed. Could you imagine the last minutes of these two poor bastards' lives laying on the ground, bleeding to death and crying and convulsing and screaming? Let's not make it pretty. They didn't just get stabbed in the movies and fall over and die.
It is not
these
like
two
the
people, five, six, suffer. 7 minutes suffered and bled to death after spending
knowing
80 years
that you're
and 47
dying for 5
years.
Minutes.
Okay, and they watched the lights go out in a scene of hysteria, I'm sure.
Right.
And being Atlantic City like Jersey City, I'm sure somebody was stealing their effing jewelry while they were dying.
And stepping over the top of them.
Oh, my God. It goes right through me. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to think anymore.
Well, you know, we talk about it all the time. And a lot of people, you know, a lot of women don't like to carry mace, but we've got that sponsored lipstick bodyguard.
Exactly.
That stuff doesn't even look like mace. It looks like a freaking lipstick.
Correct.
And there's something about when you have something to defend yourself. Predators don't get hunted. I mean, that is the best way I
can
think
of it. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
If you
right,
look
Corey.
Like you're out there and you're aware, here's the
thing.
They'll
stab somebody else.
And you know what? Everything I do, I got bars on the basement windows. I had Dean come in. Whatever's going on, you can rob the next door neighbor. That's
right.
All I'm looking for.
Right.
I'm not looking to jump out the window.
You know, it's not going to stop
Rambo.
Them from doing it, but it's going to stop them from possibly passing. You know, it's going to make them pass you by.
Yeah. I mean, there's locks, there's barriers on anywhere in the house. Listen, I'm not going to chase you down. It's unfortunate that we are in a situation
right.
where you can't go defend your neighbor. You can't help
oh.
out because.
Oh.
I'm not doing 25 for
life. You can't
beat
a guy up who's trying to rob your wife or your girlfriend in New Jersey.
But here's
you're
the
right.
thing. Pass me by. Pass my kids by. Pass the house by.
Right.
And that's the best
you
we can do.
You imagine somebody
here.
Robbing your kid. You go outside. You beat them up. And then you get locked up.
Right. And lose your home for defending yourself.
It's unbelievable. That's where the shitbagger
is. He's
going to...
And the worst
exactly.
thing... Exactly. This scumbag's going to turn around and sue this kid for assault. Sue this kid.
Oh, yeah. The 30-year-old shitbag.
He's
going to
sue him
civilly
for doing something.
There it is.
Nice. Recycled mulch.
Recycled mulch.
I should have
man
my whole
mulch.
House all man mulch. I should have man mulch all around the plants at my house. Yeah, but think of the animals it would attract.
Yeah, that's true.
I'd come out, there'd be vultures outside and shit. Oh, no.
Man mulch. That's what they'd call Bloomberg after it got passed around.
But really, guys, girls that listen to the show, get them mace. Get them some training. Teach them how to use a knife. I don't care if you get locked up and charged with possession of a knife.
Deal
I'd
with
much
that
rather
later.
Have a knife and spend the next 6 months in and out of court than
right.
not have a
right.
knife. Learn how to use a pen. Learn how to use a Coubertin if possible.
Right.
Which I can teach you that someday. But again, mace is such an important thing. Our lipstick bodyguard is great. These women in Atlantic City, again, even the girl in Belleville that was walking, if she was situationally aware
right.
and had the mace in her hand
right.
when he came up, she might not have gotten stabbed.
No, she could have okay. dropped this guy right to his knees.
All right, so, you know, nothing like 18%, yeah, 18%
right.
OC spray in his face, you yeah. know, it might have changed the situation.
I've got one of those. My wife's got one in pink. Tommy Titansky and his wife have them also.
Tommy's the best. Tommy's not going to be here today. I wanted him here. I give a shout out to him. He's the best. He volunteered for ANJRPC, brought me a cigar. Now he's going to be a volunteer. He came in. I said, careful what you wish for. You just might get it, you know. And all of our organizations are doing so much in the state, but it's not going to happen overnight. We are still lambs to the slaughter. The criminals know it. My detectives that work for me, they laugh about us, the criminals, you
yeah,
know. They
know.
Joke about us.
They do.
Because they know that
they
we
do.
Can't do
they know
shit.
We're completely
right.
defenseless.
Okay? They know that they can come into our houses and take what they want, and the sentence is going to get downgraded to a simple assault.
They have
okay?
The detectives have told us that people come from out of state knowing that the laws here are so liberal.
Correct. We're easy targets. Why would you rob someone in Delaware where everybody's armed, or Connecticut
right.
where everybody's
or Connecticut,
armed?
Or Pennsylvania.
Well, or Pennsylvania. Right. Well, you can come to New Jersey and do whatever you want to us.
Right. Yeah. Knowing for a fact that nobody on the street can be armed.
Ugh, man, it's bad.
So what's going on with Gun for Hire Academy, Ann?
Okay. I'm aggravated, but...
I see.
You know, we have 6 locations and mobile training. On June 3rd, we're having a certified boater safety course in Belleville. If you have a boat... You run that course. Yeah, Captain Kevin works for me, so we're
nice.
Running the course here. On June 10th, force-on-force training. You want to prepare for a home invasion? You want to see what an armed home invasion is? Sign up for our Sims class. We have
right.
2 slots left
right.
for the June 10th class in Belleville. In 4 to 5 hours, my detectives will teach you what you can and cannot do and how to handle the aftermath.
Absolute real-life
okay?
scenarios, too.
On the 17th, we have Urban Pistol 1 and 2 at Cedar Grove. Learn how to run and gun and move and shoot. On the 23rd, we have Urban Pistol 1 and 2 at Gun for Hire South. We're going to go visit Art Barton that day, too, at the hospital at home to see if he's okay. On the 21st of June, Be Prepared, Personal Awareness Seminar in Belleville. That's the course Corey and his wife took. You might want to take it. It's only 2 hours long. It's $45. We have leading experts come in. You do a lot of shit. You're going to learn a lot. We have on the 29th of June, Evan Knappen will be signing his book, Gun for Hire Radio. We will be at the South Jersey Shooting Club, Banger Sporting Goods Store. We're going to have a big thing on that Friday night. Get your ass down there. Knappen will be there answering questions. Frank Fiammingo, Scott Bach, Dan Schmutter, everybody's going to be at that one.
And Jerry Mathers as the beaver.
I like that. If you're not coming to that meeting, then you should go have lunch with Brian Miller. Woo-hoo-hoo. Okay?
I'm so far away.
Build a bear. Build your own AR anytime, anywhere with Jimmy the Gun Guy. Please save the date, October 13th. We sold 50 tickets already for our NRA dinner, Friends of the NRA dinner at the Rosewood in Edison. We only have 600 seats.
Wow.
It's in October. We sold 50 seats already. If we sell all 600 seats, Scott Bach might have a special guest come from Virginia to speak at our dinner.
Wow.
Okay, no promises.
Riding a Jazzy?
Yet.
Will he bring his own Jazzy?
He's got to leave now.
We have the gun. I'm on the education and training committee.
Oh,
now.
So we have to be kind.
No,
now?
We do not. Fuck
oh,
them
okay.
all. Okay. Gun for Her Club on Facebook. Gun for Hire Radio on Facebook. And the Gun for Hire app will be available in Droid in a week or two. Right, Ivan? Right, Ivan?
Hope it doesn't crash too much.
Hey, you got an email from King, too.
King kind of apologized and, you know, for calling me Fat Boy on the app and all. And him and Ivan are working to make sure it doesn't crash on the Android. That's the Gun for Hire Radio app. The Gun for Hire Group Therapy app on iTunes. We sold over 6,000 of them already. Make sure you upgrade the app so you can see my pretty picture. Corey, you tried it. How's it work, the app?
It works out good.
Yeah, I'm getting emails from people in Rhode Island that say they're using it in the range.
Yeah, I took it down to Short Shot one night.
And did it work?
Yeah.
Beautiful. I'm done. Happy 52 weeks, F and Berardi.
Happy 52 weeks, Anthony. Can you believe it? You've wasted an entire year listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Berardi. On behalf of my effing co-host, Anthony Calandro, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, we do thank you for listening. If you like the show, please tell a friend. See you next year.